Horrors Not Yet Known. Written by Trixery. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, One Piece. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Zoro, Sanji. Also tagged for gay crisis, sexual tension, piercings. I love this stupid pirate family so much. Eventual smut. Gender fluid character. Non-binary character. Internalized homophobia. Panic attacks. Cross-dressing. Cross-dressing kink. And first time. Chapter 1. Sanji doesn't know how he didn't notice it before, is the thing. Of all the times he's seen Zoro shirtless, in battle mostly, he just never noticed. The problem is, once he has noticed, Sanji can't seem to stop noticing. And neither can anyone else. It happens on a lazy afternoon in summer waters. It's sweltering on deck. It's gotta be over 38 degrees, easily. The ocean is almost blinding under the gaze of the sun. It's humid heat, the kind of heat that bruises you with its weight. Most of the crew has responded accordingly. Nami, Robin, and Chopper are in the coolest part of the sunny, the aquarium, sipping cold smoothies and coffee creation Sanji has provided to keep everyone as comfortable as possible. Nami is idly working on a few maps while Robin does some light reading. Chopper is curled up at Robin's feet, almost like a cat, resting underneath the counter in the dark, sound asleep, with an icy smoothie still clutched in his hooves. The drink leaves perspiration marks streaked down Chopper's fur. Up on deck, Luffy and Usopp have persuaded Franky to construct a shallow inflatable pool that even devil fruit users can safely swim in. Under a massive banana-yellow umbrella lies a gaudy rubber children's pool filled with enough water to reach waist level when the occupants are sitting. Luffy is slumped over the side like a melting slug, Usopp facing him on the opposite side. The infamous straw hat is slung low on his face, but doesn't quite manage to conceal the distinct smear of white sunscreen across Luffy's nose. It seems as though Luffy stole a pair of either Robin or Nami's sunglasses. A purple pair of wide, cat-eye designer glasses rest over his eyes. There are little rhinestones in the corners. The lenses have a distinct pink glint to them. Usopp has a smoothie in each hand and a cooler of ice cubes on his right. He's been periodically dumping them into the pool when the water starts to warm. He has a poorly concealed water gun down one leg of his swim trunks. He intends to win the water fight he had been having with Luffy. Temporary truce be damned. Franky and Brooke are reluctantly supervising the aforementioned boys, though neither are doing much supervising. Brooke is sound asleep in a lounge chair, his old bones worn out from the heat. Franky is otherwise occupied by the sheer amount of sweat he's producing. "This is not super," he grouses, futilely arranging his deflated, sweaty pompadour into something more presentable. Sanji has spent most of the day in the kitchen, preparing various heat-friendly snacks and hydrating, cooling drinks for his crewmates. He's successfully distributed the tailor-made snacks and drinks to the whole crew, save one member. Zoro is in the crow's nest. He's always in the crow's nest these days. Shortly after the Sunny had set sail, Zoro had claimed the space as his personal gym. When not napping or eating meals with the rest of the Straw Hats, Zoro was always there working out. Luffy tends to be the only one to bother him up there. Everyone found themselves sufficiently deterred after about the third time Luffy was forcefully flung down onto the deck from the nearest open window. Luffy calls it Zoro's special spot, but only when Zoro can't hear. Sanji usually wouldn't even bother bringing Zoro a snack or a drink, but given the unusual circumstances of a truly blistering heat wave, a little invasion of his privacy is probably warranted. Sanji knows for a fact that the other man seldom brings water up to his gym, if he brings anything at all besides his swords. They haven't had a day like this yet. Sure, they've sailed through summer waters before, but this is a heat wave to rival the climate of Alabasta, and everyone is feeling it. Given Zoro's track record for self-preservation, an intervention is probably warranted. Besides, Sanji is pretty proud of the drink he made, especially for the moss-headed idiot. What ingredient is best to capture the essence of Zoro than green matcha? Sanji snickers to himself the whole climb up to the crow's nest. The dig is just too good to waste. This was his first mistake, entering Zoro's sacred space when he wasn't expecting it. Upon hearing the door swing open, Zoro stops his rhythmic grunting to pant. "Not now, Luffy." "Not Luffy, shithead," Sanji responds, climbing all the way up and closing the door behind him with his foot. The room is humid, even more humid than outside, and reeks unpleasantly like sweat. Sanji casts his eyes around the room, looking for a sign that the Marimo had brought water. He hadn't. Idiot. Zoro turns around to glare at Sanji. This is Sanji's second mistake, meeting Zoro's glare. He's shirtless, performing squats with a frighteningly massive stack of weights braced across his shoulders. Sweat drips steadily down from his hairline. The towel slung around his broad, distressingly broad, shut up, brain, shoulders is dark and visibly damp. His face is unnaturally flushed, a result of the oppressive, humid heat of the room. That's not what catches Sanji's eye, though. It's gross, but it's not what has his jaw dropping open and the drink sliding out of his hand. Partially concealed by the towel, something glints off of Zoro's right pectoral. Something metal. As Zoro turns, oblivious to Sanji's dismay, and sets down his weights to come reluctantly retrieve his drink, the towel falls away from him and lands with a disgusting wet slap on the floor. "Oh, thanks," Zoro grumbles. But Sanji doesn't hear him. A straight gold barbell runs through Zoro's right nipple. It's about a quarter of an inch long, at guess, with gold spherical ends that resemble small pearls. A drop of sweat rolls down from Zoro's collarbone over his chest, passing just beside the piercing. Sanji almost swallows his tongue. He drops the drink. "What the hell, shit cook?" Zoro is understandably furious. He is also a scant few steps away from Sanji. Amendment, the pierced nipple is now a scant few steps away from Sanji. Sanji croaks, with all the eloquence this situation warrants. The icy matcha drink has gotten into his special summer weather sandals. His toes are cold and wet. His mouth is bone dry. "What the fuck was that for?" Sanji says, with emphasis. Zoro pauses, takes in the rapid brightening of Sanji's face, His rage simmers down, but doesn't disappear. The cook looks physically ill. What? Don't what me, idiot. What is that? He sounds squeaky, like a mouse, even to his own ears.
What's what?
Your nipple! It's loud. Way too loud. Why did he shout that? Sanji sends out a furtive prayer to a god that probably doesn't exist, hoping that the other crew members didn't hear that. He also prays, no less desperately, that he does not get a nosebleed right this second. Thank you very much.
Oh?
Zoro looks a little confused. Absently, he brings a hand up and thumbs at the barbell. It shifts through his nipple at the movement, coming to rest at the opposite angle. Zoro tugs at it.
How is this news to you? You've seen me shirtless before, idiot cook.
Sanji, much to his dismay, had to forgo his usual suit and tie for something more accommodating in the oppressive weather. This is the third mistake. He prays even harder that his shorts are a little more forgiving of his current situation than they probably are. Zoro absently tugs at the piercing again. Sanji's dick jerks valiantly in tandem. Well, Sanji sputters, his volume control shot to shit. Has it always been there?
Yes.
Zoro is back to looking pissed, not irritated. Luffy chooses this exact moment to scurry up the ladder and come bursting into the room, Usopp hot on his heels.
What about Zoro's nipple? He asks, apropos of nothing.
Usopp splutters, trying very hard to smother a laugh.
That is what?
Sanji hisses, throwing up his hands in outrage at the gold barbell that rests firmly through Zoro's nipple. Luffy looks confused.
What about it?
Usopp has a more fitting reaction. He squeaks like a dog toy and immediately covers his mouth with both hands to keep from laughing. His eyes well with tears of mirth.
Oh, did Sanji and Usopp not know?
Luffy proceeds to giggle in that very obnoxious and particular way he does. Zoro sighs. A vein in his forehead throbs.
No, the state of Zoro's nipples is something I was not informed of, Luffy,
Sanji finds himself hissing. Usopp sounds like he's having an aneurysm. While Luffy laughs like the psychopath he is, a concerned Nami and Franky elbow their way up the ladder, followed by a sleepy-looking Chopper and Robin.
What about Zoro's... Oh my god!
Nami trails off.
Oh my,
Robin says, not sounding particularly affected or impacted one way or the other. Franky lets out a boisterous laugh, slinging an arm around Zoro's sweaty, sticky shoulders.
Zoro, bro, I didn't know you had it in you.
Zoro elbows him harshly in the side, but Franky is not deterred. He continues to remark on how super Zoro's piercing is and how they should totally get matching nipple rings. And, oh my god, Sanji cannot handle this for a single second longer. Oh my god, what the hell is happening right now? He mutters, sounding not nearly as traumatized as he feels. Franky is touching Zoro's nipple.
Get off, what the fuck?
Zoro shoves him aside. Robin covers Chopper's ears with an extra pair of arms. It is then that Luffy goes in for the kill, wrapping himself around Zoro's torso and firmly pinching Zoro's nipple with a delighted boop. Brooke chooses this exact moment to ascend to the crow's nest, the last to arrive, and promptly dissolves into absolute hysterics. Nami shrieks, Luffy, inappropriate! This, Brooke manages between peals of laughter. This is workplace harassment. Yo-ho-ho-ho! Zoro twirls around like an acrobat, bending and contorting his body in a wild, desperate effort to rip Luffy off of his body. His face is the stuff of nightmares. Sanji has never understood the moniker of demon more than in this moment. Zoro looks like he's about 4 seconds from actual human combustion.
he'd probably be happy taking the whole Sunny down with them.
Well, you know what they used to say in my day about those who only pierced one ear, Brooke hums gleefully.
What was that?
Robin asks, as calm and collected as could be.
Those who pierce one ear are just a little bit queer,
Brooke sings, one bony hand slapping the floor in uncontrollable amusement.
Ah, dear me, Robin says contemplatively.
Usopp starts crying.
Brooke, I am going to shred you to pieces, Zoro screams. You will be dust when I'm done with you.
Luffy hits the floor on his back, belly heaving with laughter. Nami rushes over and stomps on Luffy's chest, effectively preventing any more slightly too inappropriate for Chopper wrestling from occurring.
Out, right now, everyone, Zoro shouts. His fists are shaking by his side.
You heard the man. Come on, that means you, Luffy,
Nami says, picking up the very dignified captain of their very dignified pirate vessel up by the ear. Sanji is the first to scramble down the ladder. With enough distance, brain bleach, and time, he will surely forget every haunting thing he has seen today. This is his fourth mistake, assuming that this will, in any way, shape, or form, blow over. Dinner is a tense affair. Before Zoro's arrival, the crew had animatedly been chatting about the events of the afternoon.
Has he always had that, Luffy?
Yup, ever since I've known Zoro.
I wonder if he had it done in a reputable establishment. Piercings can get infected very badly if not properly done. A doctor should probably.
I wonder if he has any other piercings. Oh, maybe he would get a tattoo like me someday.
I think it's super that Zoro Bro is into that kind of thing. I've long been looking for some body jewelry myself.
Yo-ho-ho-ho, how unexpected.
Certainly.
Idiot, ugly, unattractive, nipple-piercing, moss-brained bastard.
When the door to the kitchen slams open, all conversation and angry mumbling comes to an abrupt halt. You could hear a pin drop. Or Luffy swallow, in this case.
Zoro's late for dinner,
Luffy says, near unintelligibly, through a full mouth. Sanji smacks him upside the head with a small grumble to mind his manners. Zoro grunts in response, glares daggers at everyone as he goes to take a seat. Usopp snorts, unable to suppress his laughter. He slaps both hands over his own mouth, but it's far too late. Zoro kicks him under the table, straight in the shin. Usopp yelps and falls backwards out of his seat.
Oh dear, Robin remarks.
Zoro sighs, the sigh of the long suffering.
I'm not going to answer any questions about it, got it?
He barks out, as unyielding with his words as he is with his swords.
Not even one?
Chopper whines, clearly looking concerned. Zoro does not budge.
No, he growls.
Not one teeny, tiny question?
Brooke chimes in.
Especially not from you,
he practically hisses.
I have a question, Swordsman-san,
Robin politely announces, even raising her hand.
Too bad I don't have an answer.
Well, there must be a story behind such a decision,
she asks, blinking her eyes wide with faux innocence. Her slight smirk betrays her.
What, like I need a reason?
Zoro says, confident as all get out, and very much done with all of this. Across the table, Luffy's eyes glint with mischief, and his mouth opens wide. Promptly, Zoro kicks him in the shin, even more brutally than he kicked Usopp. Luffy promptly chokes on his food and falls backward off the bench. Sanji is too emotionally exhausted to bitch out Zoro for sassing the beautiful, wonderful, simply curious Robin. See, the thing is, Sanji is
not attracted to men. Not at all. Sure, maybe he kissed a boy or two during his time at the Baratier, but that was simply the ardor of youth and nothing more. Sure, maybe he and one of those boys took things just a little bit farther, but that was only because they were 15 and 16, respectively. And the ardor of youth is a powerful drug. He isn't gay. He can't be gay. Because he also loves women. Only loves women. One can't possibly be gay, even if one kisses men, and if they kiss women and like it more. That's a fact. So, Sanji isn't gay. And he definitely isn't attracted to men, even if he's kissed and fooled around with one or two or three. Zoro is just particularly infuriating, and he just so happens to be infuriating in a way that gets Sanji's dick hard sometimes, is all. There's nothing to it. It happens sometimes. But this... Sanji can't deny the thrill of seeing that shiny bit of metal stuck through Zoro's perfectly biteable, absolutely normal... not arousing nipple. Maybe he has a latent, undiscovered thing about piercings. That must be it. As he eats, Zoro hunches over his food to protect it from Luffy's grabby hands. The fabric of his too tight shirt stretches across his pecs. The outline of the piercing is clearly, tantalizingly visible, jutting out from the fabric. With a loud, uncontrollable, agonized groan, Sanji flops forward over the counter and faceplants into the cold, unforgiving stone surface. You okay, cook bro?
No, and I am never going to be again, Sanji moans, in agony.
What? We can't understand you with your head down like that, Nami cuts in. His only response is what appears to be a muffled sob and a guttural,
the whole blue ain't worth this.
If only the table hears him, then, well, that's perfectly fine. So maybe Sanji dreams about the fucking piercing, and fucking between the perfect pecs that house the piercing. But it's not like he'll ever admit that, even on pain of death. And, okay, maybe Sanji jerks off to the sight of Zoro pinching and moving the barbell once. Or twice. But then again, and no one will ever know about it. So it's almost like it never happened, right?
I've just got to get it out of my system. That's all.
Sanji whispers with conviction at his reflection one morning in the bathroom. Except, no matter how many times he dreams about it, jerks off to, or comes to the image of Zoro with that fucking nipple piercing, Sanji just can't stop thinking about it.
No! Nami screams. Absolutely not! Put that thing away! Holy God!
Usopp shrieks. I hate all of you, Zoro whispers in agony. Luffy cackles louder than all of them. Brooke seems to be being violently murdered.
Oh dear, Robin says.
Chopper is in mid-rant about unsafe medical practices when Sanji walks into the galley. Franky is shirtless. This is not new. What is new, however, is the very large ring piercing protruding from his newly installed right nipple. On the ring dangles an obscenely large metal rendering of the Straw Hat pirate insignia, complete with crossbones and all. It must be the size of a human fist. Sanji quickly comes to three conclusions. The first of which being Franky is a goddamn sadist. The second of which is that he most definitely does not have a piercing kink in general. This is definitely a Zoro-shaped problem and most definitely not a Franky-associated anything. The final conclusion is that he is going to literally vomit. Despite Luffy being strangely enamored by Franky's dedication to his beloved symbol of his crew, a ban is unanimously passed on any piercings ever again. Zoro makes Franky sign a contract, drawn up by Nami, in his own blood. Franky cries when Robin removes the piercing, and the hideous, not humanoid enough nipples he had installed alongside them. He sulks for the rest of the night. Everyone else is visibly relieved. Usopp and Brooke are swiftly treated by a fretting Dr. Chopper after passing out from laughing too hard. Sanji's problem does not go away, despite recently acquired piercing-related traumas of the Frankie-shaped variety. In fact, as the newness of the revelation fades away and the rest of the crew starts to move on, Sanji's problem gets even worse. As the shock value wears off, Zoro seems to get more comfortable wandering around the Sunny completely, unabashedly, ridiculously shirtless. When he comes down from the crow's nest, he doesn't bother to sling a dirty tee or tank top on like he used to. Instead, Zoro just walks around on deck without a shirt, like it's no big deal or anything. At first, Usopp still giggled to himself whenever Zoro happened to shirtlessly pass by. After the first couple of times Usopp got caught doing so, he learned very quickly to stop. He flees from Zoro in mortal terror when he sees him coming. Luffy thinks it's hilarious. He found it especially delightful when, startled by Zoro, shirtless, rounding a corner, Usopp lunged to his feet so fast that he tripped over himself and came down on the floor, right underneath Zoro's feet. Sweating profusely, Usopp cried, that was part of my new performative and interactive Usopp experience titled Tragedy and Inconvenience on the Sea. You're welcome for including... you? Zoro leveled him with a glare that could curdle milk.
If you don't move, the real tragedy is gonna be what I do to you.
Needless to say, Usopp has been suitably cowed into submission. But Zoro is not cowed. He continues to trapeze around the ship, shirtless, and holy mother of fuck, glistening, which has presented Sanji with a very particular set of difficulties. Difficulties of the persistent raging erection varieties. But Sanji isn't gay. And Sanji does not sleep with men. At least, not anymore. So there is quite clearly nothing to be done about this particular set of difficulties besides tough it out. So he does. And then the crew makes it to Sabaody. And it takes everyone an awful long time to make it back.